USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Washington and Wall Street were optimistic this week that Congress can pass a bill to fund the government and avert a partial shutdown before a Friday night deadline. It's being reported Democrats and Republicans appear to be working around a bill to fund the government through late January or early February. Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer attacked Republicans for the impasse.
Our Republican colleagues, meanwhile, can either work with us to move the process quickly through the chamber, or they can engage in obstructive tactics that will make a government shutdown almost a certainty.
Senator John Kennedy says there's no appetite on the GOP side to have a government shutdown.
No, I don't. There's no appetite, nor should there be on either side of the aisle.
Ethan Crumbly, a 15-year-old sophomore, was charged as an adult for a terrorist attack that he allegedly shot and killed four students at Oxford High School in Michigan on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's thick-cut smoked bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. Pair it with a Simply Orange Juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange Juice. Rise and shine with a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with melted American cheese layered between warm buttermilk biscuits. Or grab and go with a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. A toasted croissant with savory sizzling sausage. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen. Simply Orange pairs perfectly with a delicious breakfast at Burger King and contains vitamin C to boost immune health at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
Dr. Oz, a Republican candidate for a soon-to-be-vacant Senate seat in Pennsylvania, is a renowned heart surgeon. He was on Newsmax Wednesday evening talking about Dr. Fauci's scientific statements.
Well, Dr. Fauci said something very unfortunate last weekend. He said that he was science, and people who didn't like him don't like science, don't respect science. I think this whole concept of believing in science is foreign to me. I believe in God. Science is something that you trust, you work on, you improve. There's no finality to it. We have a J. Edgar Hoover of public health right now, and that's not what we want. We just want to have people coaching us, giving us advice if they're scientists, and let the people who are decision makers who have been elected by the people of this country to make decisions accordingly. And that process has been thwarted a little bit. It's been off kilter, not balanced.
Chris Cuomo says he's hurt and embarrassed about being indefinitely suspended as an opinion host at CNN. Wednesday's comment came from a radio show. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As Americans in disbelief watch the deadly U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, some are calling it the biggest military blunder in American history. Now one lawmaker wants accountability. Republican Congressman from Kentucky, James Comer on Fox News, is frustrated no one has claimed responsibility for the withdrawal and the billions of dollars of military equipment left behind.
Anytime there's been a mistake of that magnitude, somebody's been held accountable. Somebody in the military, someone in the administration. But in this instance, Joe Biden never took accountability. He never held anyone accountable. And from an oversight standpoint, if you just look at the American tax dollars that were wasted, the billions of dollars that we spent in reconstruction of Afghanistan is now at risk, not to mention the billions of dollars worth of military equipment that I believe is now in the hands of the Taliban. An administration will be capable. They have the most powerful military in the world. We have right now the strongest economy in the world. But I haven't seen anything out of the Biden administration that would give me confidence that they can show strength, that they can turn around the debacle, the reputation that he's earned from falling asleep at very important national summits, international summits, to the debacle in Afghanistan. Joe Biden just continues to disappoint, due primarily to the fact that countries don't respect or fear the United States like they did when Donald Trump was president.
I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.